that speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
The news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: State House highlights 4 years of transformative progress under President Hichilema. Chipangali Town Council questions selection process of ZNS voluntary training program. And in international news, Trump's plan to send troops to Chicago is abuse of power, Illinois government governor says.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. State House says that Zambia has witnessed a transformed economy, education, governance and national unity over the past 4 years. In a statement marking President Hakainde Hichilema's fourth anniversary in office, State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said the country is firmly on the path to long-term prosperity while actively addressing the challenges that remain. Mr. Hamasaka has noted that Zambia has restored its credibility on the global stage and is now one of the fastest growing economies in Africa. He has highlighted the historic restructuring of Zambia's debt, which has unlocked critical resources for economic growth, job creation and the delivery of essential services. Mr. Hamasaka has also pointed to the restoration of the culture of tolerance and respect, enabling Zambians to engage in open debate and civic participation without fear. While acknowledging ongoing challenges, Mr. Hamasaka has reaffirmed the government's commitment to delivering further progress in the years ahead, with a continued focus on improving the lives of the Zambian people. Chipangali Town Council says the local authority was not involved in the recruitment of the 7 beneficiaries under the Zambia National Service Voluntary Training Program. In a statement, Council Chairperson Matson Nkoma said it was shocking that the recruitment exercise had already taken place without the involvement of the council, despite being responsible for all constituency development fund programs. Mr. Nkoma said the normal procedure for recruitment should have allowed interested members of the public to apply through the CDF committee of the council for the committee to deliberate and recommend names to be submitted to ZNS. He said this process was not followed and has since appealed to members of the public who have been making inquiries at the council to remain calm as further clarification from central government are being done on how this process was conducted.
I wish to distance the council from involvement in the ZNS volunteer recruitment process. The council, despite being central in administering all CDF programs, was not involved in this exercise. I therefore wish to refer all those that are sending queries to my office about this recruitment process that they may wish to visit the office of the district commissioner, who is a representative of central government, to provide more details about this process.
Nyapa Chuma Memorial Foundation has expressed concern over disturbing reports emerging from Food Reserve Agency satellite depots in Northern Province during this year's maize marketing season, which include corruption, inefficiency and sexual harassment of women farmers. In a statement, Foundation Project Coordinator Lamex Simwanza says this is unacceptable and must be addressed urgently. Mr. Simwanza says it is unacceptable that farmers who work tirelessly to feed the nation are subjected to humiliation, exploitation and abuse in the very spaces meant to support their livelihoods. He says the reports of women being harassed with unsolicited advances or forced into degrading exchanges to have their maize bought reflect a gross abuse of power that cannot be ignored. Mr. Simwanza has called on the FRA and the Ministry of Agriculture to immediately investigate these allegations, hold perpetrators accountable, and put in place transparent systems that protect all farmers, especially women. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has called on Minister of Health, Dr. Elijah Mchima, to prioritize policies that promote women in leadership in the health sector. MQHZ Director General Dr. Quince Omabo says with women comprising over 70% of the healthcare workforce are underrepresented in leadership positions. Dr. Omabo notes that it is imperative that this disparity is addressed to unlock the full potential of the country's healthcare system. He said the persistent gender gap in leadership roles not only limits the sector's potential for excellence, but also deprives it of the diverse perspectives, skills and experiences that women leaders bring to the table.
With women comprising over 70% of the healthcare workforce, yet being significantly underrepresented in leadership positions, it is imperative that we address this disparity to unlock the full potential of our healthcare system. The persistent gender gap in leadership roles not only limit the sector's potential for excellence, but also deprive it of the diverse perspectives, skills and experience that women leaders bring to the table. So by empowering women to lead in the healthcare, Zambia can enhance healthcare delivery.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has warned of stern action against importers, suppliers and traders involved in the illegal importation and sale of used undergarments and nightwear. ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga says these products pose a risk to the health of consumers and offenders may face sanctions such as prosecution through the courts of law as well as seizure and destruction of their products. Mr. Chizinga says the agency has noted with concern that some individuals and firms are using illegal means to import and sell used undergarments and nightwear. He says over the past 3 years, ZICSA has seized and destroyed more than 100 bales of used undergarments and nightwear valued at over 500,000 kwacha.
This is aimed at protecting the health of consumers because used textile products that are worn in very close contact with the skin may cause ailments such as skin rash, fungal infections and sexually transmitted diseases, among other diseases. Consumers are urged to only buy new undergarments which are available on the market to safeguard their health. The agency remains resolute in its commitment to protect Zambian consumers.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
President Donald Trump's plan to deploy troops to Chicago is an abuse of power, the Democratic governor of the U.S. state of Illinois has said. J.B. Pritzker said in a statement that there is no emergency that justifies the National Guard being sent to Illinois, and the U.S. president is attempting to manufacture a crisis. Trump has already deployed about 2,000 troops to Washington, D.C., where the local government is also run by opposition Democrats as part of what he is portraying as a crackdown on crime in U.S. cities. The BBC has more.
World leaders, including Donald Trump, have been congratulating Ukraine as it celebrates its annual Independence Day for the fourth time since Russia's full-scale invasion began. The U.S. president, in a letter posted by Ukraine's President Zelensky, said the country's courage inspired many and he supported a negotiated settlement to the war. Mr. Zelensky thanked him for standing shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine in defending independence. The Democratic governor of the U.S. state of Illinois has said President Trump's plan to deploy troops to Chicago is an abuse of power. In a statement, J.B. Pritzker said there was no emergency occurring in the state that would justify the U.S. military being sent there. President Trump has already deployed about 2,000 National Guards to Washington, D.C., whose local government is run by the opposition Democrats as part of what he is portraying as a crackdown on crime. North Korea says it has tested two new types of air defense missiles which are capable of destroying cruise missiles and drones. State media say the weapons use unique technology without giving more details.